On the wind.
Blew.
And the wind has
blown all night long.
Okay, and the wind started to
blow.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some. If you wanted to buy some things, you'd say,
some shopping.
And if you bought something, you'd say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
added it up.
Or like meat, he took out the
paper. Oh, wrapped it.
Hmm?
Wrapped it.
Okay. And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you'd paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but
it's too expensive.
Or it's what, too much?
Cost too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is, when it's time to pay your bill, you'd say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you go to the bank and try to
borrow.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, they'll give you a little extra, and they call that
lagniappe.
Do they do that now?
The old lady at the Tasty Donuts gives my grandfather an extra donut when he goes in. That's the extent to which I have seen it done.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
Hmm?
Crawls.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped it.
Hmm?
Stomped it.
You want some water in here?
Yep. Thank you.
If a friend of yours needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you'd say, well, I'll be glad to
take you.
Did you ever say carry?
Nope.
Does that sound funny?
That's like you'd be carrying stuff. Or you'd be carrying an object or something, not a person.
Did you ever say anything besides carry for an object? Like toad or pack?
No, not in just... Not unless you were obviously packing something.
What do you mean packing?
Like backpacking or something.
What if, say, you had a heavy suitcase and had to get it up a couple flights of stairs? You'd say, I had to
carry it up.
Did you ever say, lug it up?
Yeah, very rarely, though. That's not a very common thing.
How would you say that?
You'd have to lug it up the stairs. Or and drag it.
To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way is
push it.
And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And you'd say, she walked up to the altar and she went down.
Knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the sofa and
lay down.
And you'd say, all morning he just went to bed. He just
stayed in bed.
Or using the other one, he just
laying in bed.
And
laid in bed, yeah.
If you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Get it.
Okay. Did you ever say fetch?
Nope.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
For you.
And someone who's always smiling, always sees a funny side and things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
Hmm?
Humor.
And you'd say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And something of, if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and
pick them.
Okay, pick some
flowers.
And something a child plays with, you call a
toy.
Hmm?